As the schedule turns to week 15, we're back with more Origin DNA of a Play. I'm Joe Fan. He's Tim Ryan, breaking down a win in Houston against the Texans. And Tim, the defense has been improving of late. Mm-hmm. It all starts up front. What have you seen from DeForest Buckner and Earl Mitchell primarily?
Well, Joe, I'm glad you said DNA of a play, because the DNA of this defense is you better have two defensive tackles that can really play and control a game. And you can study the history of this defense to way back in the Minnesota Vikings and Henry Thomas and John Randall. Go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Warren Sapp and Booger McFarland and others at nose tackle, up to Seattle when they were really humming. Mebane at nose guard, Michael Bennett at defensive tackle. This scheme demands terrific play by the defensive tackles, and it's starting to heat up. So we'll show you a couple of plays right here. And first thing, this is the second play of the game, so I love the fact that the defensive line is setting the tone. There's the line of scrimmage right there. I just want you to watch Earl Mitchell and DeForest Buckner and where they end up on the other side of the line of scrimmage in terms of establishing their own line of scrimmage. Both of them get great push. You got linebackers free. You got a tackle for loss on the second play of the game. Better look at it here. They're going to try to down block right here. They're going to end up trying to double Earl Mitchell, and you're going to see a linebacker free. You're going to see a linebacker free over here in Eli Harold. So you're really going to have two defensive tackles chewing on four blockers, and that's going to end up making two guys free. There it is. Wrap them up. Tackle for loss. That is terrific defensive line play. A little bit later, early in the football game, Earl Mitchell, you're going to see him right here again, reestablishing in the backfield. This is fourth and a half yard. And Earl Mitchell makes a huge tackle for loss that goes into a momentum swing, and the rest of the team, you can see it's contagious. They all feed off of it, and you're going to see an end zone copy of it right here, which is beautiful because a couple of things. Just stop it right there. Number one, I think Robert Saleh did some really good things getting him more in a head-up zero technique. Have not seen a lot of that this year. So what happens? Nick Martin, the center, he thinks, oh boy, I got this guy right on my head. It's a half yard. I got to get some movement and create a running lane. Earl Mitchell's not having it. Gives him the quick slip right to the outside. Quick little arm over. And for his size to have this quickness, ridiculously good. And then DeForest Buckner on the other side standing his guy up. That is defensive tackle play at its best in the run game. Now here later in the game, now Houston's starting to have to throw it a little bit. This cat right here has played most of his career playing run defense. He has not had the ability to pin his ears back, say, this is a one-dimensional offense. I'm going to showcase my talents. I'm going to rush the passer. The rush is starting to heat up in this game. A little bit of a slow takeoff just presses that B gap, outside shoulder of the offensive guard, forces an intentional grounding. They got to get it figured out. That to me, has to count as a sack for this guy right here. There is no way that dude's going to get rid of that football and or not go down for the sack. So it ends up being a big play, loss of down, they get the yards, but DeForest Buckner, in my mind, deserved to have a sack attached to his name. And then here's what I love most of all. It's third and 15, a 10-point lead, under 4 minutes to go. You need drive stoppers. You need guys on defense that can get to the quarterback, get the other 10 guys off the field. This is the patented move, a big boy right here. Press it upfield, quick swim underneath, and then watch him surge like a tidal wave and close the gap on the quarterback, Yates. He had absolutely no chance, and there's Buck sweeping it up again. He's going to get upfield, patented move, comes underneath with this little finesse swim. What I like most of all is just swelling up on the quarterback right there. I mean, there is nowhere for Yates to go. And the better those guys play, and you could see last week started taking that game over, the better this defense from the inside out is going to be. And they'll need those guys against Tennessee this weekend with their multifaceted run game as well.
Yeah, I think last week in that loss to Arizona, the Cardinals really put the tape down of how you contain this offense. You keep Derrick Henry and DeMarco Murray in check, you give yourself a chance to win. Is that the key on Sunday?
That's absolutely the key. Now, Mariota has got good ball distribution. Delanie Walker in the passing game, Rishard Matthews, Decker. They got a lot of guys that can catch it. And he can throw it to and spreads it around. But the run game is what this team's all about. Henry, former Heisman Trophy winner, DeMarco Murray. And then you add Mariota to the mix with all the read zone stuff. He's got 5 rushing touchdowns this year alone. So it's, to me, all about discipline and making your reads on defense. Read your keys, diagnose the play, go get it. Don't see too much with the eyes because there's a lot of sleight of hand in what they want to do offensively.
49ers have won 3 of 4. They go for 3 straight on Sunday. Tim, you know what they call that in the biz?
I have have no idea.
A winning streak, wow. Tim.
I say 3 of 4 sounds pretty good.
It sounds pretty good. 4 of 5 sounds better. The 49ers will go for it on Sunday against the Titans. He's Tim Ryan. I'm Joe Fan. We'll see you next week for more Origin DNA of a Play.